Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is a live, weekly, Wednesday morning prophecy reality edition. And we're going to talk about, you know, stuff in the news. My scripture verse for today, or verses for today, are Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Oh yeah, after that it says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. And what has that got to do with what's going on in the world today? Well, I see the world is jumping on the highway to destruction. That's what made me think of that. And we are in day 356, if you're counting down from the, remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, they told us. And that's almost a year, 356 days. So it will be, what, just a week or so, a week to 2 weeks. It'll be exactly 1 year since they started the lockdown, and 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now, who are these liars that told us it would be 2 weeks to flatten the curve? You know, now a righteous man, he keeps his word to his own hurt. That's right. But the wicked, they lie, they give their word, and then they break it. Yeah, and they always find a good reason for breaking it. But they're liars from the beginning. And I hate to say it for all those Trump lovers out there, but he did tell us 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then at every turn, he began this emergency, which we're still under today. That's right. And why didn't he end the emergency? He's telling the president, the faux president and cheat, the president and cheat, the president and chief. Yeah, the chief liar, Joe Biden. It's hard to call him president, but yeah, I guess now you can steal an election officially. And if you point at the fact they call you a conspiracy theorist and deranged and think that you have a mental illness because you won't go along with the lie. Yes, thank you for that, WW. Liars go to hell. Yeah. Well, the scripture does say all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. And you might think, oh, wow, I have lied. No, see, liars, when you call someone a liar, liars are people who continually lie. Their life depends on lying. It's like a profession to them. They're professional liars. That's another word for politician, professional liar. Or at least that's what it is today. I mean, there's probably one or two politicians out there out of the many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of politicians on the planet. There might be a couple that aren't liars, but they're a dying class. But all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. So my advice to you is, if you are a liar, is that you repent. See, because there is the repentance clause. If your sins are forgiven, well, because if it was true that anyone who ever lied at any time in their life would have their part in the lake of fire, well, then nobody would be saved. But Jesus died, shed his own blood to cover our sins. Oh, thank God, because, yeah, we would all be without hope in the world like all of the other liars out there that have not repented of their sins and are not walking on the narrow way that leads to life. Because that's the difference between the broad way to destruction. I was thinking about that word. They name streets Broadway. And of course, they call Hollywood sometimes it's called Broadway, or that's they have Broadway in New York. But yeah, that's the Broadway that leads to destruction. That's where they get the term Broadway from, is from the King James Word. Right there it says the Broadway that leadeth to destruction in the Geneva 1599 Bible. Thank you for that, WW. But pretty close to the King James Version, though, too. So, but yeah, the Broadway that leads to destruction. But we know we're not on the Broadway. If you repent of your sins, if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, you know, so you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're now dead to sin, and you're being sanctified. That's what the Broadway entails. Now, people that hate repentance, that don't want to change your mind, well, they'll stay on the Broadway that leads to destruction. And they become so hardened to the truth that they don't want to hear any truth at all. And they think that, you know, you see them all lining up to get the jab. Yeah, the jab is on my mind because it's on the Broadway that leads to destruction. I got a couple articles here for you that I want to share with you. This one here, let's see, maybe I can put this on here. Yes, we can do that. We line things up here a little bit before I put it on the screen. There we go. Yeah. Let's see. I got to remember how I make this thing work. Oh, yeah. Yeah, excuse me. I'm my own producer, so I'm trying to make all these things work and have to remember how to, yeah. Oh, there's how we do it. No, that's not how we do it. Yeah. Okay, I guess I don't know how to do it. Oh, here it is. I think there it is. That's what I'm looking for. I should practice before I come on the air so I don't have to relearn how to do things. And then I have to push that button. There it is. Now, this is from the Defender, Children's Health Defense. And that's our good friend Robert Kennedy, who's over there working very hard for our rights. As a matter of fact, I know why he won't run for president, because his uncle and his father got killed in the 60s. Yeah, I was alive then, but I was a mere child or teenager. Yeah, I was a child when his father got killed, and a teenager when his uncle got killed. I was a mere child, but a teenager when his father got killed shortly thereafter. So, yeah, I'm telling you my age, aren't I? But anyway, Israeli Health Ministry. This is from the Israeli Health Ministry. Now, you know the Israelis are really hard and very totalitarian in the vaccination of their population. They're demanding that everyone get vaccinated. And they're probably, you know, if you look into what's happening in Israel regarding the vaccine, they even paid Fauci $1 million. And boy, that's something else we could talk about too. Herr Fauci, Ohio Fauci, got $1 million. We're going to talk about him next. But anyway, this is from the Israeli Health Ministry. Pfizer vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly than the disease itself would have killed. Now, that tells you everything you need to know. Your chances of surviving the vaccine are worse than they are surviving COVID-19 or the flu, this year's flu, although it is genetically modified and released from Wuhan. By guess who? Fauci. Yeah, that's why they're not digging very deep into it. Now, this is a subheading here. New analysis from Israeli Health Ministry concluded Pfizer's COVID vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly people than the disease itself would have killed during a recent 5-week vaccination period. This is actual statistical reality. You know, there's no holding back here. Okay, and 260 times more younger people than would have died from the virus, because you know the virus, the flu, always kills older people off first, because, you know, we're old. And I'm telling you, when you get, you know, in your late 60s and 70s and then your 80s and 90s, which I'm not there yet, I'm just coming up on 70 here in a few years, just to be honest, I notice things are not healing as quickly as they used to. And I'm in good health for my age. But I have to admit that something is not working like it used to when I was young. You know, there's that off switch in our genetic makeup, you know, that you shall surely die curse that is recorded in the book of Genesis, that is in us all, and it's genetically in us, and we can't get rid of it because God is in control of that programming. And all of us sons and daughters of Adam, we all have it. We shall surely die. Yeah, it's there. And the Bible, by the way, is the only book that explains that, why that is in us. As much as the world is in denial of God's word, it's in there. It's the only book that explains it. And no, the Adam and Eve are not a mere tale or a parable. They were two real people that God created in the first week. That's right, on day six of the creation. And yes, we have been here less than 6,000 years from Adam. Less than. We're coming up on the seventh millennium. It will begin soon. And I've calculated about the year 2055. But I'm not going to be dogmatic on that, okay? You can look at my calculations on my website, crossborder.org. There's a post there that is called "What Year Is It?" And if you go to my homepage at my website, you'll see it there in a link at the top. What year is it? So you'll know that about 2055, unless you can get it closer, you can show me a little evidence or something I missed that would make it 2025, I would be very happy. Because I would like Jesus to come in 2025. I would be delighted about that. Now, if I'm, you know, if I'm already complaining because, you know, I see that my body's not healing from normal wear and tear like it used to, just think if I have to live another 35 years till Jesus comes. I got to be very careful about injuring myself and take extra good care of myself if I'm going to remain in good health with a sound mind and as sound a body as a 100-year-old can have. And, you know, I've seen 100-year-olds. Some I would like to emulate, but most I would not. I'd just prefer to sign out before then, you know? I mean, when you talk about signing out and you know, your mortality coming to an end for the true believer, yeah, the true Bible believer, the one who has his sins covered by the blood of Christ, yeah, it's graduation day, it's promotion day, because, you know, this life is just, it's full of labor and decay, and it continually goes on, and it does not get better. Praise God! You know, because if life was too good, I might become too attached to it. So I thank God for the hardship. I thank God for the loneliness. I thank God for the persecution. I thank God for all of it. All of the worst parts, all of those parts that make me hate this life, because I do hate it. The only part I like, you know, is the part that where I can work for God and I can enjoy the good things that he's given me in this life. Family, friends, love, the ability to know and preach his word, to search his word out, and to serve him every day. And we can all do that no matter what we're doing. So there you have it, the broad way that leads to destruction. There it is being exhibited in Israel, by their own statistics. This is true life. And you can check this out. You can go to childrenshealthdefense.org. That's it, childrenshealthdefense.org. And you'll see this article there. Israeli Health Ministry, Pfizer vaccine killed about 40 times more elderly than the disease itself would have killed. Now you can see why I will not take the vaccine. They'll have to come in with troops and hold me down to put the jab in me. I mean, why should I? You know, I'm close enough to death. I'm not afraid to die. But I'm not stupid either. I mean, if I'm 40 times more likely to die from the vaccine than the disease, well, then forget it. And especially for young people, 260 times more younger people than would have died from the virus that died from the vaccine. Okay. Well, let me take a minute here. And, that's what I was doing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let me check the chat room here. Say hi to everybody over there. I'm going to check out, see my audio stream. Someone might want to give me a sound check. Let me know everything's going good. Okay, chat room. All right. Let's see. Dale's got a lot to say in the chat room. Good to see you there, Dale. And Jesuit Fiend, as usual, Antiquity, WW, Smoke and Wacky. Well, I send a lot of notices out before the broadcast, but still not a lot of people showing up. But maybe there's a lot more people listening because we are on our first Prophecy Reality News app. If you don't have that on your stupid phone, you should, because all of those hours when you're at work and they're playing, thank you for that, WW, sound check there. When you're like at work or wherever you are and they're playing the idolatry of romance music, you know what I'm talking about, because that's all the world has. They idolize romance or the beauty of youth or whatever, you know, whatever their idol is. But, you know, if you listen to pop music stations, it's just the idolatry of romance music. You know, they idolize the whole a romantic relationship between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. It doesn't matter today. It's all romance. Yeah. And Rome ants. I call it the antics of Rome. Yeah. So anyway, let me check out these other chat rooms. Let's see. We got anyone over there at DLive. Let's see, does it even tell me? DLives, I've tried to figure out how to use it. They have the wrong title up there for today's program because I did the history of the Waldenses last week and I wanted to publish it live on YouTube. But since I'm using, what do you call that, Restream, I can send it to DLive and Facebook at the same time. So, I have 10 viewers over there. Well, good to see everyone over there at on DLive. Thank you for coming to the broadcast. That's my biggest number on DLive, 10 viewers. Well, you're definitely worth it. If there was just one over there, you would be worth it. Okay, so, and let's see. I'm on Facebook somewhere, but I don't want to mess with it. But anyway, come on over to First Amendment Radio .net and come to the chat room there. And on DLive, I put a link. It says wwfar.com/chat. And that's the chat room. And there's a little YouTube screen there where you can watch it if you want to. Otherwise, stay where you're at. Enjoy the broadcast. Appreciate everyone showing up today. It's nice when a handful of people show up. Okay, let's see what our next article is here. And this one is investigation links. And this one also from the Defender, Robert Kennedy's website over there at childrenshealthdefense.org. I suggest everyone go there, get on their list, free news and updates, and you'll get it in your mailbox. Always good articles over there, as well as lourockwell.com, where they have a lot of good articles. So I suggest you go over there to childrenshealthdefense.org and sign up for Robert Kennedy. Get on his news list there, or email list. Okay, desktop browser, and here we go again. We'll put that on there. Investigation links Fauci to controversial experiments that may have led to pandemic. Now, this is not new news. I think we talked about this about 10 months ago, okay? And this is actually from a Fox News investigation here, as you can see by the Fox logo. So good for you, Fox. You're 10 months behind, you know, what we were reporting here and at other sites. And I'm pretty sure that our good friend David Knight was reporting this 10 months ago. That's where I get a lot of my stuff from, you know, from David Knight. He does a lot. He's a hard-working man when it comes to doing a broadcast, and he still has a hard time fitting it all into three uninterrupted hours. Talk about news. Real true journalism. There's very little left of true journalism anymore these days. But and we also replay him in the afternoon on First Amendment Radio, so you can listen on the Prophecy Reality News app, and we stream First Amendment Radio, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And if you have an iProduct, the Prophecy Reality News app isn't available, but you can get our online app at firstamendmentradio.net/MOBI. And that's an app that we built as a website app that you can put on your iDevice, your Apple device, and you know, when they kick us out of the app stores, you have to have that anyway, because they're kicking people out of the app stores now that, you know, that they don't, cancel culture is, so it's better to use the MOBI page, although I have to say I like the Prophecy Reality News app. I have a Greek company that keeps that app up for us for $100 a year or something like that. Or is it $50 or $60 a year? Yeah, I think it's 100 euros or something. I forget. Or 50 euros or something. It doesn't matter. It's not that much. But I didn't want to pay Apple in addition just for having an app in their store every year. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about this this article when we get back from the break. You're listening to Prophecy Reality News. I'm Nicholas Arthur, and make sure that you go over to my website, crosstheborder.org, and press the follow button there. That would be helpful. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Okay, welcome back. Sorry, I'm being producer again, trying to get things lined up here for the next segment. Anyway, welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is Live Prophecy Reality Edition. And when we left, we were talking about Fauci. That's right. I even have the wrong article up here. But investigation links Fauci to controversial experiments that may have led to pandemic. And like I said, you know, we talked about this 10 months ago, and Fox News investigation says there's reasonable grounds to suspect. Mm-hmm. Hey, see, at least somebody's doing a little bit of journalism, okay, to suspect that SARS-CoV-2, which may have leaked accidentally from a lab in Wuhan, China, was the product of taxpayer-funded gain-of-function experiments commissioned by the U.S. government and overseen by Fauci. Okay, now here's what they're not telling you so far, and they may in the article, but I haven't read the whole article. But here's what they're not telling you, that, 6 to 10 years ago, I don't know exactly when, I'm just going by memory now, they actually outlawed in the United States the gain-of-function experiments as too dangerous, okay? Because what do they mean by gain of function? Well, they mean to make the virus more virulent. Perhaps gain of function would be good for the Department of Defense, where you want to infect your enemy with a more virulent form of the virus to kill off your enemy. Yeah. See, that you see why it's too dangerous that they outlawed it in America. But Fauci, this criminal, okay, to get around the law, they funded the gain-of-function experiments in China. Anyway, you can check that out there at the childrenshealthdefense.org if you want to get into that article and read a little bit more about it, about what's going on with that. And, yeah, at the outset of COVID-19 outbreak, anyone who dared question the mainstream government and media narrative that SARS-CoV-2 evolved in the wild did so at the risk of being labeled a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, don't want to be labeled a conspiracy theorist, do you now? Yeah, no, it's conspiracy fact. These are all facts. We knew this 10 months ago. Anthony Herr Fauci is a criminal. I mean, he got $1 million for supposedly doing his job as the highest paid, as the highest salaried person in the federal government. He makes over $400,000 a year as a federal employee. Anything he gets from another government for doing his job doesn't belong to him. It's work product. But they're letting this criminal keep that reward for doing his job. And oh, what did he do? What did he do? What is the result of his work over there in Israel? Well, we just talked about that, didn't we? Yeah, we have another article. This at lewrockwell.com. Another good news aggregator that you should sign up for. Between lewrockwell.com and Children's Health Defense. You really don't need much more than that to tell you the truth, because there's way more than I can read. Good articles, good journalism. Yeah. Okay. Death rates skyrocket in Israel following Pfizer experimental COVID vaccines. And this is from healthimpactnews.com. That's where they ag this article on Lou Rockwell comes from. This is a new Holocaust. Hayim Yativ and Dr. Seligman. Okay. We have previously reported how Israel rapidly vaccinated the highest percentage of their population with experimental COVID vaccines after the Israeli government struck a bargain with Pfizer to secure millions of doses of their mRNA COVID faux vaccines. Okay. It is astonishing that the government of Israel entrusted the health of the people to Pfizer by entering into a secret contract that enrolled the Israeli population to become research subjects without their knowledge or consent. Yeah. That's what's going on. If you volunteer for this, now they're practically forcing everyone in Israel to get this donation, to participate in the experimentation of this vaccine. Okay? And are more people being harmed by Pfizer experimental vaccine than from the COVID? Yes, I'll answer that one. Israeli population now, the world's lab rats sold out to Pfizer. Very sad. And to date, Israel has vaccinated over 53% of their population. Who isn't getting it? Infants and the little children? I mean, this means that practically every adult in Israel has got the jab. And, well, we just talked about what the result is. That the vaccine is killing hundreds of percentage points more people than would or could have even died if they tried to die from the COVID flu. And as you can see, Israel, 53% of their population has been vaccinated, twice the percentage of the next closest nation, Britain, with 26.9%. United States, only 13.5%. And I hope it stays there. Otherwise, the DJL.com projections will come true. If we get up here to 53%, I'm going to tell you by, let me tell you, Hitler has nothing on Israel with this new Holocaust. And the repercussions over the next 3 years, 4 years, by 2025. I kind of wonder, what is the projections at DJL.com for Israel? That's interesting. Maybe we ought to look over there. Let's see. I think I still have it. Ah, here it is. Let's see if we can find Israel. What is the projections for Israel? For Israel. Come on, Israel here somewhere. They don't have these in alphabetical order, do they? No, they don't. So I'm looking for Israel over here. Israel, where are you? Oh, here it is. Israel's, let's see. The projections are down. Previously 8.7 million. The projection for Israel is 4 million in 2025. And that means their population is projected to drop by 54%, according to DJL.com. Okay? Well, I can see how that's going to happen now. They better stop now. It could be worse. Yeah, it could be worse. So, bad news there. Anyway, oops, where am I now? Oh, here it is. Here's where I was at. I don't know what that other article is. Okay, so anyway, Israel the most. Yeah. Well, they have America dropping by two-thirds. But, yeah, I don't see how that's going to happen unless they try to force vaccination. But all I can say is resistance is not futile. We must resist. We must resist. That's all I can say. And that's why I'm out here. Because I don't want people to die in their sins. And if they die from the vaccine shot, they, without repenting, without the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ on their sins, then they will be lost forever. I don't want to see two-thirds of this nation going, and most of those already on the Broadway leading to destruction, because they're so blinded that they bought into this great delusion, the delusion of the day. Okay, that there's really a pandemic. Well, there's a pandemic, all right, but it isn't what you think. Yeah, if more people start dying, and if you look into it, and that's another article we'll have to look at anyway. Driving me crazy. The Broadway that leads to destruction. Yeah. That's why we want to make sure we are not in it. And that brings to mind, well, our scripture verse. Matthew chapter 7 should be burned into our memories. We should always look at Matthew chapter 7. I call it, it's the many and the few. And the first thing Jesus talks about is the world at large. He says, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way that leads to life. He says, the way to destruction, the many there be which go in thereat. We don't want to be part of the many. I mean, if you prematurely go to your death without considering the gospel, and Satan wants you dead. The enemy of God wants you dead. And the people that have developed this vaccine, the people that have put the most money behind it, that are controlling with their, these oligarchs with their billions of dollars, want you dead. These eugenicist monsters, call them lockstep monsters. They played a little game 2 years ago called lockstep. And they said, hey, that's a good idea. Let's pull it off. Let's run this game on the world. And they did. And you can see them still, you know, those who are in most lockstep still with the lockdown, these lockstep monsters. Yeah, the closer they are to Antichrist, the more totalitarian they have become, like the governor of California or the governor of Michigan. And there are many that are in between here and there with varying degrees of totalitarian leanings. But very few that said no right up front. You know, this kind of caught me here by surprise, because I know that Australia is really locking down. But you know what Australia did? Is they said no to the vaccine when it first came. That's why they only have 0.1% of their population has been vaccinated so far. Because as soon as people started testing positive for immune response disease? AIDS. Yeah, that one. Autoimmune disease. They started testing positive after taking the COVID vaccine. That's what Moderna and Fauci were working on for the last 20 years. It's no wonder that they've taken this gene therapy. What should I call it? Pharmakia. There's a good word for it. Witch doctor potions. Pharmakia. Gene therapy. And they relabeled it a vaccine for COVID. Yeah. So anyway, at least Australia is as totalitarian as they are or have become, because they took all the guns from the people many years ago and chopped them all up into little pieces and destroyed all of them, crushed them. Yeah. Germany, only 4.1%. That Merkel, she's pretty totalitarian. They have highly totalitarian, but they've had some huge anti-lockdown rallies there. The people are not going for it. They're standing up. That's why I say, resistance is not futile. We don't have to join the Borg. We must resist. Resistance is essential. They like to label us not essential. Well, our resistance is essential. We need to put a stop here at 13.5%. So make sure you send these articles around. And let everyone know. Post them on all the evil posting sites until they kick you off. Yeah. Okay. Let me check on the chat room here. Oops. Let me fix this here. There we go. All right. Let's see. We got 10 minutes left of this hour. And we'll have more to do in the next hour, but we'll be coming up on a break in about 8 or 9 minutes. What will we talk about in the next hour? Well, we got some good articles here. The New World Order's Pied Piper, speaking of the Broadway that leads to destruction. There are a lot of Pied Pipers out there in the world. And people follow them willingly. They play the right tune, the right music. They say the right things. A lot of preachers preaching for the New World Order. A lot of false prophets out there speaking the same thing that the prime false prophet, the Antichrist, the man of sin, preaches. Just taking you on the Broadway that leads to destruction. See, Ebola, the new fake outbreak. You know, this COVID works so well, and they see that it's waning now. Will they be able to keep COVID going? Well, the next year to COVID 2021, COVID 22, 23, will they have to come up with something else? We'll see. Okay, well, we're getting our complimentary call for the day. May the Almighty bless you and keep you. You're on the air. Indeed. Okay, well, I guess wrong number. We'll just say wrong number. There you go. I was thinking about just actually getting rid of the phone. Do I need a phone anymore? I don't know. Phones are like a, a relic from the past. You know, old landline phones. Yeah. I guess I'll have to just get me a Skype number or something. Okay. Let's see. Go to my website, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com or crosstheborder.org. I'll get you there. Check out the articles I have there. Make sure that you press the follow button and spread those articles around on your social media. Make sure you go to the free ebook tab there, and you can get a copy of When the Third Temple is Built there, a little 100-page pocketbook edition if you want to buy it. It's a pocketbook edition. But like I said, you can read it for free in a PDF. And this is about what's going to happen on the Temple Mount. And everything is moving forward there in the Temple Mount. And maybe I should look into that and see where we're at next week on that and do an update show on what's happening on the Temple Mount. But the Abraham Accord is moving forward and will soon be seen on the Temple Mount. And you can look up Abraham Accord, or you can get this book. I did on Amazon. I've got a updated version of this 2017 book, and I call it the Abraham Accord, but basically the same book with a little updates to this year on what's going on with the Abraham Accord. But it basically confirms what I actually wrote in this book, that they would have the three Abrahamic faiths come together on the Temple Mount. And that's the direction that it is moving in. So it's nice to have confirmation that I really didn't need to change a thing, but this book is still available. So you can find out there how to get a copy of that book. And if you're really into prophecy, which I am, and listening this week on my regular broadcast, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going through the Audible version of Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. So you can check that out. There's a link on my website, and it's available on Amazon and Lulu Press. So you can get it at either place, whichever one you'd like. But it's an apology for Reformed premillennial historicism in the 21st century. So if you know what that sentence means, then you'll know what the book is about. And if you don't know what the sentences mean, that sentence means, you'll know after you read the book. Okay, so still waiting for some of those people that have gotten copies of my book to, no one's put a review on Amazon yet. Okay, no complaints anyway. So I've sold at least a couple thousand copies, so not a lot of money there. There's not a lot of money in writing books, but it's a nice little supplemental income that helps to support what we're doing here at firstamendmentradio.net. And if you're listening to firstamendmentradio.net on a daily basis, you might consider supporting us and taking some support away from us, some other of these ministries that are proving themselves to not be Reformed Christian or primitive Christian, but a little too modern and starting to embrace things of the world, maybe telling people to get on the Broadway that leads to death and jump on the vaccine bandwagon, selling fear of and all of the things that the world is selling. Well, we need to, you know, pull our funding away from those types of ministries, or perhaps you're, God forbid, supporting a rapture ministry. Yeah. Sorry, God doesn't do multiple choice prophecy. And that's what the rapture whole left behind thing is. Because you get to choose, you know, with a rapture eschatology, which rapture you like best, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, which one do you like best? You choose the one, and you can join our rapture club and be part of our rapture ministry. And we can argue back and forth about the three different fallacies of counter-reformation eschatology developed by the Jesuits, as you can see, the Jesuits right there, left behind by the Jesuits. That's right. You don't want to get left behind by the Jesuits. So this is a good primer for everyone out there that's involved in futurism and does not know the difference between futurism and historical, grammatical, Protestant belief of in prophecy. This is a good primer for you. This book was written for you, if that's the case. Because you can see the rapture's falling apart. Yeah. As we get closer and closer, and especially when they start building their three temples, their Abraham Accord Temple Mount thing, gig begins, and they the tribulation deception, the 7-year tribulation deception starts to play out. And nobody's raptured away when they start their work on the Temple Mount, because that's how it's going to work. Yeah, they're going to, I'm thinking by, if they want to pull this off by 2030, that's their target date for the New World Order, the One World Monetary System, the Mark of the Beast. That's what this is all about, people. That's why the Antichrist supports everything that is going that way. And you can hear what's coming out of his mouth today. I think John Arthur surprised everyone, or was surprised by it, and talking about it last night on his broadcast. Yeah, John Arthur's back on First Amendment Radio. But no surprise there. The Antichrist is the Antichrist, and especially a Jesuit Antichrist, man of sin, false prophet. Yeah, no surprise there that he's all for the New World Order and the Great Reset, because it's going, all of those things that they support with money and fame and fortune that they aren't canceling are the things that support the goals of the Antichrist and his one world monetary system, the Mark of the Beast, which is coming to the world. But resistance is not futile. You know, I'm still hoping that America will be the last bastion of freedom when Christ returns. Though much diminished as it is already, we must resist with everything that we have. Okay, we'll be back after some messages and some news. Don't go anywhere.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that Texas is opening 100% and ending mask mandates. Texas Senator Ted Cruz reacts.
It's great news. I think Texans are ready to get back to work. Texans are eager to get back to work. I think as we look across the country, the lockdowns have proven to be a serious mistake, and they hurt millions of people. They destroyed lives. They destroyed small businesses. We can practice social distancing. We've taken reasonable common sense steps to slow the spread of the virus. But the answer isn't to destroy millions of jobs. And the answer isn't also to keep millions of kids home from school.
The Senate prepares to vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan relief bill. Republicans criticized the bill, calling it a partisan wish list. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says most of the cost comes from unnecessary liberal projects.
Ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood. What does Planned Parenthood have to do with COVID? And by the way, they raise millions of dollars from celebrities and everybody all over the world. This is not just about helping local governments that have been hit by the pandemic. It's about bailing out some of these states, you know, the predator governor of New York, the disastrous governor in California, other places that were irresponsible even before the pandemic.
The battle continues over a push by Democrats and their allies to allow men who want to be females to compete in women's sports. Those opposed fear if the pro-transgender movement gets its way, it will destroy women's sports. More from Bob Kellogg.
Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee stated that opinion as Tennessee Republicans advance a bill requiring student athletes to prove their sex matches the one listed on their original birth certificate. Steve McConkie of Four Winds Christian Athletics.
It's very encouraging to see Governor Lee taking a stand and being able to try to influence the legislators there to pass a bill.
After President Biden issued an executive order banning discrimination against trans athletes, McConkie believes the only way to stop that is to sue the International Olympic Committee.
I'm trying to sue the International Olympic Committee for allowing transgenders in 2003, because I think it starts at the top there. If we're able to win a lawsuit and strip transgenders from the Olympics, I think that is sending a message all the way down.
Democratic State Senator Heidi Campbell, representing Nashville suburbs, believes that the proposed bill is nothing more than hate legislation. I'm Bob Kellogg.
An expert is calling on a major international adoption organization to change its name. Charlie Butts explains why.
Bethany Christian Services, a large adoption and foster care agency, has made it official. It has begun handling services for lesbians and homosexuals in all states where it has offices. Peter LaBarbera of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality tells AFN, Bethany needs to remove Christian from its name.
I mean, if you're willing to put children in a home that is intentionally motherless or intentionally fatherless in the name of Christianity, because Bethany's got Christian in its name, then you are imprinting children in immoral, led households in the name of Jesus, and that's just dead wrong.
He says the organization's stance has nothing to do with Jesus or what he stands for.
And this has nothing to do with giving children healthy and stable homes. The reality is that God created a mom and dad system, and that's how you raise children. And the social engineering that is happening is at the expense of children. Children are the pawns. They're the victims in this.
He contends Bethany, which no longer abides by the Bible, needs to pay a price.
I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's an insult to people of faith, and they shouldn't write checks to Bethany Christian Services anymore.
The notification that the 77-year-old organization was making the change and violating God's view of raising children came in a memo to 1,500 staff members from Bethany CEO Chris Polisky. I'm Charlie Butts.
Stocks are mostly lower in early trading as another tick up in bond yields gave investors pause. American Family News is online at onenewsnow.com and on the One News Now mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on firstamendmentradio.com and firstamendmentradio.net.
Thank you.
back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And we're talking about, the broad way that leads to destruction. This is day 356 of the lockdown. Almost a year since they announced 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at first. You know, we didn't know what we were dealing with. But there were people that did know what we were dealing with. Because, like Herr Fauci, he knew. Because he funded the research that led to the COVID-19 pandemic. Not so much a pandemic, but the virus. Yeah, they did a little gain of function, but... You know, I don't think with all their gain of function research that they're doing that they really want to kill. They don't want it to be out of control because it might kill them. So these people have much to fear when working on viruses. So, but we know that it was all a scandemic. It was lockstep. A practice that they ran in 2019, and these lockstep monsters, they really want to use vaccines, like Bill Gates said in his TED Talks, if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can reduce the population of the Earth by 10 to 15%, something like that, pretty much his words. And he meant it, too. He's one of the lockstep monsters. He's one of the main people out there working for his master, the man of sin, the Antichrist. Really, their master is Satan, because they worship Satan. These people think that the whole Bible is nothing but a book of fables, that Jesus didn't die for anybody's sins, that we're all idiots for believing that. However, it is they that have the problem. Yeah, they have the problem, because when they come to the end of the mortality, Bill Gates is getting pretty old. I don't know exactly how old he is. He's probably about my age, or at least he looks like he's my age. I think he might even be younger than me, yeah. But he's coming to the end of his mortality. The sooner the better, huh? Yeah. But I don't think it would make any difference, because all the work he's done and the people he has in charge of it will just continue to carry on, you know, what he's begun. Let's see. Let me check out the chat room here. Say we have Wacky and Tom W. and Smoke and Ty and Dale and Scat Sheep. Scat Sheep? Yeah, Scattered Sheep, I guess. I am over 50 years of age, and I never in all my life seen or heard of swaying deep into the sinuses as they are doing now. Yeah, that is crazy, isn't it? I've never heard of that either in my whole life, sticking a swab way up. But there are people that say they used to do that to break the blood-brain barrier in Egypt as some kind of punishment. Yeah, I guess if you break the blood-brain area, you know, in your brain back there in your upper sinuses. But I'd never let them stick something up my nose. I don't like people sticking things inside me, you know. Especially this nose is not made for sticking a swab up, so I don't allow that. I don't like things going in where they're not supposed to go. And yeah, that's all there is to that. Yeah, don't like that at all, so I'm not allowing any of that. I'm not getting no stupid COVID test for any reason whatsoever. Because why? Why should I? It's the flu, and we know that it's deadly to people who have comorbidities that are my age, and the flu is, and the COVID-19, 20. I mean, we're already, this is the COVID-20 season here that we're coming out of, and because it starts in the year and it goes through the winter season. So COVID-21 is coming up later this year. Yeah. And so they have to keep changing the flu vaccine every year. And that's why they may come up with something else. I was looking at another article here. This is not it. Oh, is this one it? Oh, I saw it somewhere. You got to keep things, it was Ebola, the new fake outbreak. Will that be the new fake outbreak? Do they need a new outbreak? Because as you heard during the news there, that they're ending, they've announced in Texas, it's all over with, the lockdown's done, we're going back to total normality. Oh, great, good. You know, I hope that catches on for the rest of the country. Maybe we can nip this thing in the bud. But how willing will people be to go for another lockdown? I don't think so much. I think people are so sick of the first lockdown. It's already cost so much. And now these people don't have anything to do. So they might get up in arms. They haven't disarmed America yet. As a matter of fact, more people have more guns now than ever before in our history. And that every time, you know, things get a little scary, people get more guns, more ammunition, and become more armed in America. It's kind of like a knee-jerk reaction for us here in America. So, yeah. So, anyway, we're being warned. The virus is the cover story. This is John Rappaport. We're being warned that a new Ebola outbreak is spreading. Oh, no. Yahoo News, February 26, 2021. On February 17th, the World Health Organization, yeah, same old culprits, reported a cluster of Ebola cases in Guinea. The Biden administration is moving forward with plans to screen airline passengers from two African countries arriving in the U.S. for Ebola. Better yet, another lunatic pandemic story takes off. People need to understand the multiple hoaxes behind Ebola. And he says he covered a story in 2017 and 2014. And yes, we had Ebola. Wasn't that the one where somebody in Texas caught it? And yeah, a few years ago or something. So antibody tests will register positive for disease because they ping on factors that have nothing to do with the disease being looked for. So the tests are unreliable. Antibody PCR, notoriously unreliable. So hopefully people won't go for it. That's why I say resistance is futile. Okay, you have a 99.9 chance of surviving of the flu, this year's flu, COVID-19, whatever year it is. You know, it's really funny. They have the news coming out. Flu disappears in America, in wherever, Great Britain. No flu last year. And they say, oh, they want to say it's because people were wearing masks and social distance. No. It's not because of that. It's because COVID is the flu. Come on. COVID always been the flu. The common cold is a COVID virus. A flu is a common cold virus out of control. It's just different degrees, you know. Sometimes I catch a cold, I think. I don't know. You know, I start to get a little scratchy in my throat. So I go and gargle with hydrogen peroxide. That seems to, you know, wipe it out completely in a couple days. Okay? That's what I do. But they say that's a COVID virus. Okay, if you say so. But I'm not something, it's not something that I really have to worry about. So I'm not worried about Ebola either. But they may try a new fake outbreak of something else once the COVID-19 wears off. And it seems to be wearing off in America. Though in Great Britain, not so much. I never really, really disappointed in our fellow English-speaking compatriots over there in Great Britain. Really, really. I mean, they stood up to the Antichrist. And they became a Protestant nation. They were the 10th of the nation that fell away, even foretold in the Revelation that they would fall away from the papacy earlier than the rest of Western Europe. And you go, yeah, you know, Wycliffe rises up. They have their own Reformation before the Reformation of the, you know, that spread all over Western Europe. And you just think, man, the spirit of these people is, you know, there's something there. But what a great disappointment that they're allowing this to happen. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. Oh boy, another wrong number. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Let's see. Oh yes, like I said, a great disappointment to see that Great Britain, right after Israel, is vaccinating more people than any other nation on earth. And of course, these are nation states. Really, America should be divided up into 50 different states because that's what it is. Each state being a separate nation state. And if they would hold to the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, it doesn't matter what Bill, China Joe, you know, the procurator for Rome over there in Washington, D.C., says by mandate, executive order, that only applies to federal property. That's right. And I'm not on federal property. Neither am I federal property. I think if you collect federal monies, you're a federal subject. That's why I won't participate in Social Security or Medicare or anything that the federal government has anything to do with funding. I want no part of it. My children didn't go to public school. My grandchildren aren't going to public school because now it's federally funded, right? They steal the money from the states and they give it back to them. So they claim jurisdiction. They claim jurisdictions over the roads. And I can travel on the federal highways, on the interstate system, because underneath their cement and infrastructure is my road. That's right. It's God's earth that they put it on. So they really can't keep me from traveling on it. That's the way I look at it, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So anyway, if they come up with a new outbreak, just, you know, we need to realize, first of all, that this one isn't real. But it does scare me how many people are just going along. But a lot of people that are liberal-minded or anti-Christ-minded, you know, they hate God's word. They hate the truth. They love their own reality and their own truth. And like, you know, they follow the Pied Pipers of the world on the broad way that leads to destruction. But many of them still, they love their own life. And if they can get a glimpse of the truth and go, hey, you know, it's like this Israel story that, wow, it's killing. Maybe I shouldn't take that vaccine, you know. I mean, certainly, you know, I care for the lost. And I don't want them to die from a vaccine, even though if they live, they're more likely to fight against the truth and try to drag as many people to hell with them as possible. But in their mind, they're not going to hell. They're just going to die and turn into dirt because, you know, they believe in evolution and they believe all the lies. They don't understand. But they can grab a hold of a story like, wow, look at that. You know, in Israel, 40 times more people or elderly are dying from the vaccine than would have died from the virus. You know, the supposed pandemic virus. They can grab a hold of that much truth, can't they? And that if you're not an elderly person, that the vaccine is 260 times more likely to kill you than COVID-19 or 20 or any COVID at all. Any number you want to put on it. We got, you know, it's mutating and it's changing. It's never the same. That's why we could never cure the common cold and the flu every year. These people just want to kill you. Or some of them are just motivated by money. They don't care how many people die. They just want to sell vaccines. Fauci, he doesn't care if you live or die. Really. The Antichrist, he doesn't care if you live or die either. Now, Gates, he does care if you live or die, and he wants you dead. He wants 80, 90% of the people on the planet dead. He just doesn't want to be one of them. But he's going to the grave pretty soon. You know, even if he lives to 90, it's pretty soon. He can't be here forever. He's going to try and kill as many people as he can before he goes because he thinks he's doing good to the world. He's saving the planet for no people at all, or just a few people. You know, the elite, who if they were the only ones alive, they'd be back to rubbing two sticks together because everything would fall apart around them. The world's not overpopulated. You know, that's going to be proven. Yeah. God is going to be vindicated on everything, all of these fallacies, every lie that the ungodly are telling or speaking against him. Because during the millennium, more people are going to populate the earth than have ever populated the earth at any other time in the history of the world. Yeah. And they aren't going to starve to death. That's right. Overpopulation is a myth. I mean, there is so much space on this planet compared to, you know, the few people that are populating it. It's just that they bunch them all together in the cities and they think, oh, no, we're overpopulated. Oh, that's because, you know, the Pied Pipers draw them all into the cities. And then because we have democracies now all over the world and the Pied Pipers control the populations of the cities, well, they get the people to vote the way they want. Yeah, basically. That's how that works. So that's what's going on. People are on the broad way that leads to destruction. So I go back to Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus said, what man, for everyone that asketh receiveth. Oh, we got to go back. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. That's God's word to you. You want eternal life? You want to live forever? You don't want to die and go to the grave and turn into dirt? You want to live forever? I mean, who doesn't? But see, the sad fact is you shall surely die. It's written in the very first chapter of the book of Genesis. Well, second chapter where it says. But anyway, it's right there in the first book of Genesis. You shall surely die. That's what God told them. When you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die. They received a death sentence and they did die. And we're all born with that death sentence. Well, we shall surely die. Now, certainly we're not so deluded that we don't believe that. Life has proven it out. We can't get away from that. But it's more comforting if you can just, you know, die and go to dirt and there's no accountability. Because we've all sinned. Every single one of us have lied, cheated, stolen, committed adultery, at least in our minds. And, you know, coveted our neighbor's goods, at least in our minds, if we have never stolen. I think everybody has stolen something, at least when they were a child, didn't know better. But theft is theft, isn't it? So everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So you have to seek. Yeah, you have to knock. You have to want eternal life. You have to go to the one that's giving eternal life, and then you have to repent, because that's all it requires. You want your sins forgiven, then you must repent. And then that repentance, that narrow way, a repentance road, that's what I call the narrow way that leads to life, is called the repentance road, because you're continually allowing the Holy Spirit to work in you, to conform you to the image of the only begotten Son of God, having your water, your mind washed by the water of the Word. That's that conforming process, that process of being sanctified. That's it, sanctified. That's the word. So Jesus said, what man is there of you of whom his son asks bread? Will he give him a stone? No. He's saying, don't be afraid to ask God for eternal life. Don't be afraid to ask God to make you, to shape you into the person that he wants you to be, to help you be a man that is pleasing to him. Because we know, because if we try, we've all tried to be good. Many have just given up and can't do it. God's going to have to accept me into heaven. No, you keep asking. You keep going back. You keep repenting. You don't leave the repentance road. It's the narrow way that leads to life. Okay? He said, if you being evil, and he's talking about us, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, now what we want to do, we want to give our children good gifts. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Yeah, that's the law and the prophets. This wraps it up. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, this is what the law and the prophets was all about, to get you to this point. And when you try to keep the law, you realize you can't. You can become better through practice at being good. Oh, but those evil desires and the evil of our heart never goes away. We have to continually fight against it. And we have to give in to God, walking that repentance road. And when we fall, yes, and you will fall many, many times in your long, long life, even as short as it is. But you'll always get up and you'll repent and say, God, I need to do better by the power of your Holy Spirit. I don't know. Sometimes I think, why couldn't God just make me perfect? I want this, you know. I want to be perfect. I want to never do it wrong again. But it pleases God to shape us and to mold us. And so there must be something that is valuable to God in allowing our struggle to go on until the day we die. Yeah, he thinks it's worthwhile. So we should agree with him that it is worthwhile, that the fight has value to it, that there is an eternal reward and an eternal value to fighting and struggling and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us and to shape us and to continue this struggle till he finally takes us. And if I can work for God for another 40 years until he comes, 35 years, whatever it is, and to seventh millennium, if I can work in his kingdom and so into his kingdom, then I am all for it. Okay, you're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We're in a battle weary nation, full of wounded and weary souls. They cross the desire to win the fight. They're just praying it won't be long. With their weakened hearts on a holy cause, given everything they owe, but all that's left of the fire of God are the memories of long ago.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give.
If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality edition. Let's see. My next article here is called, this is New World Order Pied Pipers. And of course, we know about QAnon, the Pied Piper of QAnon. And, you know, the song he was singing was pretty good. We're going to get all these pedophiles in government and we're going to end all this child trafficking, and we're going to lock them all up. And who doesn't want that? I do. But it turned out to be a psyop, did it not? Yeah. Okay, and then you see it goes on, and you know, there's Trump was doing some good things. He was going after child traffickers and sex traffickers and putting him in prison. And as soon as Joe Biden got in office, what does he do? He puts an end to that program, which was doing very well. It was very effective. Okay, but here's one. This one is called the Debt Jubilee. No more mortgage payments. Yeah, oh, who doesn't want that? You know, the world wants that, yeah. And now for the climax of this fairy tale. NESARA, an acronym for National Economic Security and Recovery Act, accompanied by the far more worrisome GESARA, the global version of the same utopian plan, all debt will suddenly be erased and forgiven in a worldwide debt jubilee. Hooray! The Q followers shout. Well, not so fast. Doesn't this sound an awful lot like the Great Reset that globalist Herr Klaus Schwab, executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, and his ilk have been clamoring for? Yes, this is definitely it. And this is part of what's leading up to the our march to the mark of the beast. This is one of the songs that the Pied Pipers are singing. All of these things that these Pied Pipers are singing seem to lead to the same thing, a totalitarian world government with a one-world monetary system that everyone needs a mark to buy or sell, a mark or the number of the name or something to get into that system, where they have to pledge allegiance to the man of sin, right? The Antichrist or the beast. And this is part of the fairy tale they're telling you. You will owe nothing. Well, yeah, if you don't take out a mortgage payment, if you don't have a mortgage payment, that means that the property isn't yours anymore because you didn't buy it. And what about us that don't have mortgage payments, that have worked hard all our lives to free ourselves from the tyranny of debt, okay? Yeah, what about those that don't have mortgage payments? What, you will owe nothing, huh? So if you have a mortgage payment, you'll get to live in your house for free. I don't think so. Somebody's got to pay for all that. And what, if you have property, they're going to take it from you? Yeah, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, the more worrisome GESARA, the global version of the National Economic Security and Recovery Act. Yeah, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Have like all these nice sounding names they give it. And actually, it's the opposite. The global version of the same utopian plan. All debt will suddenly be erased and forgiven any worldwide debt jubilee. Now, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Wasn't that a Jewish thing back before Jesus, that they had a debt jubilee? Every 49 years, the 50th year, everyone would go free in the 50th year. 49 years ended, that new year of the new jubilee cycle began, or the 50th year, or the first year of the next cycle, everyone was set free. Yeah, but this isn't following any biblical pattern that, you know, because if you don't know it's coming up, see, in Israel, they knew it was coming up. That's right. And they would actually have mortgages if it was only 6 years to the Jubilee. Well, they would only give six-year mortgages. Yeah. They would only carry six-year debt. So, see, there was a plan behind it. You know, there was a method to the there was no madness to the method. Because people knew. But what are they going to do? They're just going to spring it in everyone? You know, what about people that have 30-year mortgages? You know, they'd have to say, in 30 years, we're going to have a jubilee. Well, everybody would know it was coming, see, because they knew it was coming in Israel. So it's not going to be like the jubilees that were mandated for Israel, you know, in their exodus. Yeah. Which they didn't follow, by the way. But they did to a degree, because they knew the Jubilee year was coming. And if anyone mortgaged their ancestral land, that it would return to their family in the Jubilee year. Because that's what it was really all about. Because God did not want a land of slaves perpetually. He wanted the slate to be wiped clean at least once every, you know, 49 years after seven sevens, everyone would go free. And even slavery, you know, no one could keep a slave more than 6 year. In the sixth year, a slave was to go free. I believe that's what the law says. So, but hey, the Antichrist likes perpetual slavery. And that was what was wrong with the slavery being practiced in the world after that. This in the sixth year, they were supposed to go free after 6 years of slavery. So I guess that would actually be in the seventh year, 6 year. In the seventh year, they would go free. But 6 years, they could be a slave. And that was the law in Israel. And so they had a slavery jubilee written into the law. And people are slaves all over the place. They could be a slave for much longer than 6 years now. And plus, slavery is in no way being wiped out worldwide. It's being practiced all over the world. It may be against the law in the Western nations, but in other nations, slavery is a thing. And that's why, you know, one of the few good things that our former president, the one that was elected, but didn't get to go into a second term. One good thing he did was cracking down on child and sex trafficking operations in America. Not saying that he was 100% effective, but hey, it was a beginning. People were being set free, and actually people were being imprisoned for practicing child slavery and sex slavery. So at least, you know, I liked President Trump for that, but when I heard him at that CPAC thing, and all he did was brag on what a great thing he did and how much of a miracle the COVID vaccine was, he's brainwashed. If he believes that, he is severely deluded, you know, just like all the other people on the highway to hell following the Pied Piper. So when you start hearing about the debt jubilee, 2030, this is part of their utopian plan. Don't go for it. You want to be free of debt? Work hard. Save. You know, own your property. And even then, you won't be free. You know, there's no jubilee. There's no real jubilee. Your property taxes will be sky high because someone has to pay for stuff. Yeah. You know, the people that pay, the people that work hard, they're the ones, it's their labor that's supporting everything. It takes a lot of labor to support all of this, you know, all of the improvements that we enjoy. All of the blessings of this life require labor, which is God's gift to us. That's right. God gifted us with our labor. And when someone steals your labor, well, they're stealing God's gift to you, your life. Because your labor is your time. It's your life. It's what you choose to spend your life on. But when you're a slave, you have to choose, you have to spend your life in whatever way your master wants you to. So the higher the taxes, then the more you are a slave. That's right. I'm a slave. I have to admit it because I pay taxes. If you pay rent or you own property, you're paying property taxes. You're a slave for that part of the year. And it should be required that for the good that government does, for the benefit that you get from government, you should be required to give up a part of your labor for that. But when you have this out-of-control government that is supporting evil, well, then we do need to resist and pay as little as possible for that evil. I believe that. So when they come up with when the Pied Pipers come up with when the debt jubilee, well, remember, it's going to be the Antichrist and his government. Just look to the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset if you want to know what his agenda is, because that's why they're being funded. That's why all the billionaires go to that club, because they're doing the bidding of the Antichrist. And the Antichrist, as we all know, controls and operates through his shadow government the monetary systems of the world right now. But it's not enough for him. He wants total control, and he wants it to be the same over the whole world. He wants his mark of the beast monetary system over the whole world, totalitarian control. He wants it like China, over the whole world. That's right. Wherever it's more totalitarian than anywhere else, that's where the Antichrist has more total control through his Counter-Reformation army. Yes, the Jesuit army. That's what it's all about. Oops, there goes my alarm. And that means I'm coming up at the end of the broadcast, and there's work that needs to be done quickly, quickly. I should have done it during the last break. Anyway, either that or my daughter's going to show up here any minute and take care of that for me, which maybe I need to text her and tell her to get over here. So she kind of stays up late and hangs out with her friends. Yeah. Young adult, what can you do, huh? I don't want to rule her with a rod of iron. But a little gentle prodding now and then can be a good thing. I have to admit, I'm probably not the greatest parent on earth. But anyway. Whoops, did it actually go? Oh, it did. Okay. A little gentle nudge there. Sorry about that. Okay, we're coming up toward the end of the broadcast here. And anyway, back to our text for the day, God's Word. Need to spend more time reading it. We need to become intimate with God's Word. Read chapter 7 many, many times over. It'll help. And there's a lot of other good things you can read, like Romans chapter 8. A lot of good parts of that. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, he didn't say for those that walk perfectly in the Spirit. He said that those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we're after it, you know? That's the narrow way that leads to life. We're after the things of the Spirit. We're walking the repentance road. We're allowing His Holy Spirit to work in us and shape us by the washing of the water of the Word into the image of His only begotten Son, who was perfect. We can't be perfect, not yet, but He is perfecting us. Reading on here, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They go, no, repentance, you don't have to do that. God accepts you just the way you are. And, you know, you were born that way. Yeah, and you were born that way. That's right. With an evil heart. And God wants to change you. You can't change yourself. But He can change you by the working of His Holy Spirit. And it pleases Him to shape you slowly. Because He could just snap the snap of the fingers. He could make us all perfect. But what would we be then? We would be robotrons, automatons. You know, if we could just be perfected with no struggle. Somehow God thinks it's valuable. And that it will be valuable for us in eternity to go through the process of being perfected, of becoming more like Him and struggling to do it. He thinks it's valuable, so we must think it's valuable. We must, by faith, accept that it is, and that He has a purpose and a reason for allowing us to struggle, even horrible things, even going to a pyre, to be burned at the stake, or to have our heads chopped off by a guillotine, or to suffer some form of martyrdom, has value for us and for His kingdom. Yeah, are you willing to, as the scripture says, fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell? Yeah, that's what it takes. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Yeah, these are the ones that are not, that have no fear of being canceled by the cancel culture. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So he didn't say that we had to be perfect, but we had to be perfected. And there's a parable about the master who came along and said, that tree isn't bringing any good fruit. Cast it into the fire. But the goodman, you know, the husbandman said to him, let me dig around and let me dig down and let me dung it. Let me put some fertilizer about it. I think I can bring this one back and it can bring forth good fruit. So he dug around it and he fertilized it. And in the end, it brought forth good fruit. That's what the washing of the water, the word, that's why it's so important to read God's word and get that fertilizer of God's word into your heart, into your mind, so that you can bring forth good fruit. You may think it's hopeless for you, but it's not. Everywhere I turn in God's word, I see hope, even for the worst of sinners. And why did God put that in there? Why did he put David in there, who even murdered and committed adultery? And he said, he's a man after my own heart, because he repented of those sins. So you can see the worst sinners who never repented and the worst sinners who did repent. Which one do you want to be? It doesn't matter what you've done, how bad it is. God's word can change you. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's why I love reading history, and I love biographies of the great men of the faith and in past, because I found one common thing. They got out a Bible, or they found a Bible, or someone gave them a Bible, as in my case. Someone gave me a Bible, and I started reading it for the first time, you know, because I was kind of brought up as a Catholic, which really means nothing. It means you occasionally went to the church and sat in a pew and listen to some Latin. Got a few words that practically meant nothing from the priest up there. And then you went to, confession. And told the priest some of the bad things you did during the week. And he absolved you, as if he had the power to do that, which he doesn't. He absolved you of your... go and sin no more, my son. And then you went and sinned. Because you knew you could come back next week and get all your sins wiped out. To sin again for another week. I'm clean to sin again for another week. Just hope I get back here to confess my sins before I die. Or that I get last rites before I die on my deathbed. As if that's going to help you out. No, it's not. There's only one mediator between God and man. And that is Jesus. That's right. He is the only one. And he's waiting for you to call on him. Get your Bible. Read it every day. Or read it on a regular basis. Read a little bit of it. You know, like I said, read chapter 7. So you know where you stand and what you need to do. And read chapter 8 of Romans. So that you know what your standing is. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, for them that walk not after the flesh, but are after the Spirit. And I always bring up Jacob and Esau. Jacob was a man after God's own heart. Jacob have I loved, but Esau I have hated, because Esau didn't have time. He wasn't after the things of the Spirit, but he was after the things of the flesh. But Jacob, yeah, just as bad a man, just as evil a heart as Esau, you know, because both sons of Adam, born in sin, with the death sentence on them, they would surely die, but one going on to the resurrection of life, and the other not so much. Make sure you're in the right camp. Plead your case with God. Read his word every day. Because I read his word, and it makes me plead. Yeah, I read about the elect, and I say, please, God, I want to be one of the elect. I don't want to die. I want to live forever. And if Jesus is the only way, then I must repent of my sins to make sure that I am covered by his blood. There is nothing absolutely nothing more important than that. Okay, you've been listening to Cross the Border, a prophecy reality edition, live here once a week. The rest of the week, we go through the Bible or different topics, history. This week, I've been going through my Audible version. I've been airing that of my latest book. So you might want to check that out. The whole book will be up there at this weekend for the 4-day broadcast of Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. So you can listen to it. Well, it won't be the whole book, but it will be as much as I could fit into 2-hour broadcasts, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So make sure you check that out in the podcast for the week. And you can find those at firstamendmentradio.net. And also you can find them on the Mobi app there, firstamendmentradio.net/Mobi. And you'll see all the broadcasts for the whole week are on that little mobile application page there. Okay, go to my website, crossborder.org, nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Make sure you press the follow button there and follow me. Check out the articles and the resources there, and make sure that you spread it around. Share those articles and resources with as many people as you can. Well, may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive.